We should tell, this is new developments for both of us for this week. If you want to see either one of us, there's some shows that just popped up called Fallouts in the business. And
that's what we get. That's what we're good for.
That's what your moms get. Christina,
yes, sir,
is going to be Thursday through Sunday.
Correct.
At the West Palm Beach Improv.
That's right.
West Palm Beach,
now,
Florida.
Florida. And originally, I was scheduled to be in Miami, but they changed it to West Palm. So if you did buy tickets in Miami, my apologies. Just go down to West Palm. How far is that from Miami? Like, it's just a short 2-hour drive, right?
It's less than 2 hours. It's less than 2 hours. So it's like an hour and a half.
Get really drunk and get in your car and drive to West Palm.
There you go. It's not a big deal.
No. What about you, Tommy?
I am going to be 3 shows only, one Thursday and 2 on Friday at the Brea Improv in Brea, California. If you're in or on or around Brea, please come out. That will be a lot of fun. That is, what is that, the 13th and 14th, I believe?
13th is a Thursday. Yeah. So 14th.
So I'm just doing one Thursday and 2 Friday. It's only 3 shows. I would love to see some moms out there, podcast fans. That would be a lot of fun.
And you know what? There are, because the last time I did it, a lot of podcast listeners came out, and it was the most awesome thing ever, ever.
So that's what I'm looking forward to. I hope you guys can come out to that. And then I know that my calendar has it messed up, but I will be in Toronto at the end of the month for the comedy festival there. And they're putting me in a bunch of different venues. But as soon as I hear what it is, I'll post what it is. So if the Toronto people, who I'm so excited to meet.
Wait, is Emma Peters in Toronto?
Yes.
Emma Peters, big shout out to you and Clayton.
I love you, Clayton.
We love you guys. I hope Tommy can visit you guys.
I hope so, too. They're adorable.
Wait, can I read one more tweet, Facebook update from my cousin? This is my cousin, Shani.
You don't got to ask me.
Here's multiple updates on the weather. Here's my favorite. This weather is so crazy, exclamation mark. Just got out of the movies, and it's cloudy and dark, and it's starting to rain. But it's like 100 degrees.
And that's an update?
It's a Facebook update.
It's funny.
So funny.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Oh, man. Oh, and this week, you're not even going to be here, but one of my sisters is coming to town. That says,
that's why I tell you, you're so fucking stupid.
My sister's coming. One of them's coming.
One of them, yeah.
The less of the la 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 is coming. Like, my other sister is much more like, but I can get this one to kind of, I might be able to get some of that out of her.
So freak
I'm gonna try
out.
To get her to record with me a little bit.
Can I tell you what I know triggers her is when you and I, like, we enjoy farting or burping in front of her, and she's like, oh my God, you guys are so fucking disgusting.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get some of that out of her this weekend.
Real cool, you guys. You guys are so fucking lame.
You can't call each other mommies.
Why are you calling each other mommies? Why are you watching Jiggles?
It's creepy. Yeah, it's like, grow up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to get this started?
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to cover my ass, and when I get through, I'm going to beat your ass, and I'm going to take you. I'm going to throw you in my ass. Watch me. Watch me. You going to give me that. You going to give me that.
Bro, chill.
You going to give me that. Man, I don't give a fuck me. I cray on my fucking ass, but you know me. You won't know me. I bet you won't judge me, ho. I bet you won't chastise. I bet you won't chastise. Take a hug, baby. Now, bitch, you better get your kisses in, man. You better get your kisses in, man. Man. Bitch, you better get your kisses. You better get your kisses.
Live from the kitchen.
Run up.
Rep your station, part one. Birmingham station. Rep it, Central Station. Rep this shit.
Take it out for me. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitza. Christina
Pajitza. Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
I almost had a panic attack listening to that. It reminded me of my time in public school in L.A. here.
How great did it have? You don't know God. Me. You don't know
That's
me.
That's so exactly what I dealt. I swear to God, that could have been Christina Pajitza's seventh year. It's like seventh grade year.
It could have been that, a recording from the hallways.
Yeah, that could have been
of
like
Portola
the
High.
Yeah,
whatever
there it is. Portola Junior High.
Yeah.
Like 1990 or something.
No, oh,
Rosina Johnson and me. Just
you don't know me.
Oh. That shit's so scary, man.
That was intense, huh?
It's all about the yelling. When someone yells like that,
yeah,
and the intent is to murder you.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going
to
work things out. Like, I'm just going
to
shout at you until you cry.
Up,
yeah,
man.
It's
yeah.
fucking terrifying, man.
Of course.
Who are those broads? Where'd you find those broads?
That was just something I stumbled across. They're at a Birmingham bus stop, I guess, in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, man.
And they just didn't see eye to eye, is the way I would put it.
These two are just working it out.
You know that today I did the Joe Rogan podcast.
Powerful.
The Joe Rogan Experience. Powerful, Tom.
Yeah.
And he questioned my black voice.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, he questioned it?
Like, he was just like I didn't. Whoa! I did an impression.
What was that?
I know.
What was that?
Something.
Man. That was a powerful Joe Rogan explosion.
That was a bunch. I did. We were just talking, and I did an impression. And he was like, "Oh yeah," or like a white guy doing a bad black voice. And I was like, "Excuse me." I even spoke up and tried to defend I said, I do a fantastic.
A bad black voice.
And I was like, I think I have a really good black voice.
I would say of all the black voices I've heard, yours is really impressive.
And I have more than one. You know, I can do multiple black voices.
Well,
you know?
Obviously.
You're like, you know, I can do, your mom in the fucking fire. Like,
yeah.
Put kickers out there.
Right.
That's one guy.
That's your signature
that's
phrase.
One. Yeah. I mean, that's just one guy, though.
Well, what did you say on Rogan's podcast?
I don't remember the exact quote, what it was, but I was, you know, it was just in the moment. It wasn't like a planned thing.
You hadn't rehearsed the black voice
that
you were going to do.
But, you know, there's different ones. Like,
yeah, go ahead. Let's walk through this.
Well, I mean, you know, here's me right here.
God damn that nigga nice. That nigga nice. Nigga nice. Nigga nice. Nigga nice.
I mean,
right.
That sounds spot on, right?
Well, that's when you were playing your video games.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
right there.
That was good. Do you remember that? What is that? That was your street yell.
That was my street yell. That's right. It's a different black voice where I, you know, it's louder.
Right.
So,
Oh, Yogi!
Oh.
That's a whole different thing.
I thought there was some guy outside yelling at
a black
us.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole voice I have.
Now, do you remember that time we were driving on Fairfax, like, years ago?
Yeah.
And there was a black guy just yelling randomly. And
like that? And then
remember, we were in the car, and then the window was rolled down, and you yelled back, right?
No, I yelled first.
Right.
I was like, "Luke, look here!" And he went, "Out the back, yeah!"
Like that. And you were like, "Oh my God." He just heard your black call of the wild, and he instinctively just yelled back. He didn't even look to see who it was. One of my favorite things to do.
It was like a bird call.
If I see black celebrities in public, I will yell in my black voice. But like I'll try to like when they're not looking, like if they're looking in another direction.
Yeah.
Like one time I was at the store and I was just hanging out front and Big Daddy Kane got out of the car.
That's a good one.
And somebody came out of the car with him and I went, "Stop, Kane!" Like that, he just, his head snapped around like he was like, somebody fucking just definitely knows me right there. Because
somebody from
I
the
said, neighborhood. Yeah, his head snapped and he was like, "Sup, man?" Like, you know, look back. I love doing that shit.
"Sup, Kane?"
See, to me, that sounds really authentic.
It's totally authentic.
I'm back at Portola Junior High. I'm back in the locker rooms.
The bat.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quick.
Yeah.
But it's authentic.
The bat.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I said right there was, what's up, Barry?
What's up, like, to Barack?
Right.
What's up, Barry?
It's a whole authentic thing. That's a real voice.
What's up, Barry?
When you... Your black voice, it does a combination of things. Sometimes it gives me profound anxiety from my days of fighting.
Yeah.
And then other times it amuses me. Like when we were watching Barack Obama's speech the other night and you were saying that, it was so funny. Because
my
great.
Thought was that there's definitely,
yeah,
there's some old school
yeah.
black cats that are watching that, you know?
Yeah.
I know where I did that really loud to the point where they told me to be quiet.
Where?
When we were, you wouldn't fully grasp this, but we went to a baseball game. Ryan Sickler, Dan Godfrey, and I went to it last year. And there's an Orioles player named Adam Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a football player who's a separate guy named Adam Jones. Okay. But the football player has a nickname, which is Pac-Man.
Oh, I know Pac-Man. You've told me about Pac-Man.
Pac-Man Jones. Yeah. So the baseball player is a different guy. What I told Ryan was, you know, there's some old black guy somewhere in the country who's watching this on TV and thinks this Adam Jones is that Adam
is
Jones.
Is the Pac-Man.
Right. So I was in the stand going, what's up, Pac-Man? Like that.
Come on, Pac-Man.
And people were like, Jesus, man, just turning back at me. And you know that it, like, I wanted people there to be like, this isn't fucking Pac-Man. This guy thinks Adam Jones is that Adam Jones, you know?
Because how much fun is it?
Because I ain't going out like that.
Was that you or was that a black guy? I don't know.
Because I ain't going out like that.
That could have been you, babe.
That's intense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been you, though.
Yeah, that could have been me. I totally agree.
Your black voice is really impressive. I don't know what
Joe's
talking about.
I put a lot
about.
Into it. And when Joe questioned me, I was like, you know, who is this guy? You know what I mean?
Maybe, but you know what? Maybe, you know, in his defense, maybe he doesn't know your range.
I
don't know if he's aware of your arsenal, your talent.
Yeah.
Arsenal, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Wow.
That's a different
and
one.
I said, fuck you. Oh, that's
I said, fuck you!
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Coming to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Got my motherfucker remote.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Wearing the same shit you got on.
Let's just go.
Yeah.
That is a talent, though, babe. I feel like you haven't really explored this. You haven't really used it enough.
Yeah.
I think we have to start incorporating this more into the podcast at the very least.
I think so. I mean, you know, I just wanted to put it out there and let people know that, you know, if they listen to Joe's, they're going to be like, you know, that was a brief moment. Yeah. What's going on there? What was happening with that? So I just wanted to like elaborate, you know,
the avalanche of tweets of like, hey, I mean,
I heard you question his black voice. How accurate is that? You know, we want a little more. So I'm just trying to explain to the people. I know there's going to be questions.
I heard you question his black voice.
I see the question marks already coming. What was up with that, Joe? Not sure what was meant by that, Joe. I can see that coming.
Just trying to, you're trying to nip it in the bud.
I'm trying to just nip it now.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't want to answer all those emails.
The truth is, like, I'm not going to just sit there and take that because, you know.
Because I ain't going out like that.
You know what I mean? I'm just not going to take it.
You know what we should do? I want to do something where we actually can put your skills to test.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I was thinking that maybe the next time we have a guest in here, why don't we do it where we like isolate clips of you doing black voice against actual black people's voices.
Going. I think I really like this.
Yeah, and we can have like a third person who's impartial judge, you know, is this Tom? Or an actual black person.
That's really good.
You like that?
I like that a lot.
Okay, well, we'll do it the next.
It's basically, is this black guy or
Tom? I wish we could have a black person do this.
Oh, that's an even better way to do it.
God
damn,
we have to find.
Yeah.
We have to figure it out. That'll be really funny, huh?
Yeah, that's a great idea. So
thank you.
I'm really a fan of that.
Well, hold on. I'm moving around. I've got lotion all over my legs, and I'm fucking sticking to the seat. It's so hot. It's so hot. But you know what? I'm glad that our stupid cunt rag neighbor is running her air conditioner right now.
What the fuck is going on, man?
It's getting worse.
It's totally getting worse. It's totally getting worse, man.
Did you fucking... Oh, you saw where they used our lawn furniture in the back, and they fucking left some towels and sheets on it.
Yeah, it's not okay.
No. You're not supposed to use my furniture. Come into my house.
Yeah.
Use my remote control.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Pizza?
Eat my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Run his ass over. You be nice to him. I'll fuck you up.
That's me right there.
Is that you?
It's me. You like it?
I love it.
It's impressive, right?
Yeah, we got to find the right clips for that. And we can't tell this person. We can't.
No, I think the whole way to do it, yeah, is I think you have to have it with a black person. It's not the same.
Yeah, it only seems right, yeah.
And then we have clips where we should put a little bit of like ambient noise with my
right
black clip, so it's not so clear which one is done like in
studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, I really like the idea of this game. I mean, I really like it. Really good idea.
I'm really excited to, you know, to do this too.
Yeah. This is a really one of your best ideas.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Fuck you!
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So, anyways, there's that. And, yeah, please, if you do listen to our show, check out Joe Rogan Experience, the latest and greatest, the one that went up September 11th. And you can hear my appearance on there. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. As always, a big thank you to Joe.
Yes.
For having me on and letting me promote our show that you guys are such a big part of. And very gracious of him. Now, on the audio front, this is very interesting. Very interesting. We have debated. We debated in detail. I on the road, oil on the road. We learned last week. It is, in fact, I on the road.
Right. Scottish.
Some people still vote and tweet me that that's not it. But I believe the Scots.
Yeah, can I tell you that after really thinking about it, and we've been listening to that clip now for a long time, and that is the most logical explanation, is eye on the road, as in keep your eye on the road.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's intuitive. It's intuitive.
It is. Now, what is the thing that I wanted, though, to read to you? Hopefully. Okay. We can find it here. And people, by the way, thank you for voting on this stuff. It really makes it enjoyable when you guys place your votes, and also when you send us your comments and your emails. Please keep doing that.
It's the best. My favorite are photoshopped pictures that fans do for us. Someone just made a 5 feet too far.
Oh, yeah.
I have to put that up on my email. You guys are all brilliant. It kills me.
Yeah.
It's my most favorite thing ever. And the bear tweets, I'll keep retweeting them. You guys keep doing it, I'll keep retweeting them.
Yeah.
It gives me endless joy.
And go to your go to facebook.com, Your Mom's House Podcast. Like that page. We're there a lot. We post there. It's a fun, like, place to kind of get involved with other fans.
Other mommies.
Too. Yeah. And you can send us emails, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. That's we read those, sometimes we read them on the air. So that's a great one to do.
Let your mommies know.
All right. Now, this is what I wanted to read to you.
Okay.
This is fucking so great. So, of course, we all know.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
All right. And now, we've played it. You guys have voted.
Mm-hmm.
There's three developments, really.
Mm.
The first is I have to read this Facebook post by Tanya Mathias or Mathias? How would you say it?
I don't know.
Mathias.
I don't know. Mathias.
Tanya, though.
All right. Maybe she's Hungarian. It's Matyash.
Oh, okay. Tanya Matyash. She wrote, I think the retard debate stems from the fact that it sounds like Stevie corrected himself.
Yes.
After close study, my theory is that he was going to say, she called me a retard. But midway through the sentence, he decided to say, she called me retarded. And so it came out like, she called me, I'm retarded. It happens to all of us, Stevie. Sometimes I say bags and aching instead of eggs and bacon. Tanya made me laugh out loud when I read. She called me, I'm retarded.
I think also that's a really viable theory.
It's definitely a possibility. But these are the other two developments I wanted to tell you about. One is that
I'm retarded.
Voting has continued on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Retard, which is your theory,
mm-hmm.
has 36 votes.
Okay.
Retarded, which is mine, has 123.
Wow. I'm destroyed.
And here's the latest, the real development.
The issues, the very important issues.
The very, very important. And that is, we got an email today. Drew sent it to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Drew Elam. He played the movie with the subtitles on.
You're kidding
and
he
took a picture of the screen and emailed it to us.
No.
So knock out here beside
I gotta
the garage
see this.
Because she called me and in quotation marks, retarded.
Let me see this.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head.
Holy shit. I'm going to put this up on the website.
Of course.
This is great. So we have it. It's official. It's officially
you guys,
solved.
The mystery is solved.
Wow.
The game is over. And for all you Christina traitors, defectors.
I can't believe it. And that's official. I mean, that's an official transcript of the movie.
I mean, that's from the film. That's somebody who's got real good ears.
Somebody's job.
I got to tell you this, though. I will tell you this. Some people are adamant, and they've sought me out to let me know that you're right and that it's retard.
Mm.
There's people. Mm. I mean, I don't understand what you guys hear, but
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
It's almost French, a retard.
Man. Okay.
But can I tell you one thing with the subtitles? Is that, okay, the likelihood of that being correct is high.
Yeah.
However, have you ever watched subtitling and it's not correct? Sometimes it's flawed.
Are you saying the game continues? Is that what you're saying right now?
I'm just saying that sometimes they don't subtitle things completely phonetically. I mean, maybe that guy is filling in the blanks of what he's hearing.
Point. Counterpoint. Okay. Well,
it's,
I guess...
It's just a possible
I just think it's
theory,
time to
guys.
Put this at rest. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know what? I'd say the subtitle does kind of settle it. But I don't know, man.
You're not ready to
There's
give
always
up yet.
Possibilities.
I understand.
I'm not going to close this chapter of my life just yet.
You know, you.
But the debate rages on amongst your Mom's House listeners. I love how Felicia Michaels was like, she's like, this is real. Like, we were so invested in this. She was sitting here. I wish you guys could see her face. She was like, is this for real? You guys are really into this?
Absolutely.
This is our lives. This is what I care about. I can't help it.
So let's see here.
A retarded. See, I hear it too. A retarded, but he says she call me a retarded. You know what I mean? Why would she call him a retarded?
She called me a retarded. That's what he says.
She called me a retarded.
No, she called me a retarded. Like she called me an asshole. Like she called me a retarded.
Retarded. Now the irony is that this is his retarded girlfriend who
called
him
retarded.
Okay. Who really is retarded?
She's really actually retarded.
That's probably why the insult cut so deep with him.
Of course, man. Of course.
That would be like you calling me farty or hairy.
Babe, that's completely out of line. That's completely out of line, and that's not accurate at all. Not even remotely, not even within the context of anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Your personal odor offends me.
Speaking of odor and noises, we decided to go to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Last week. Do you remember this?
No, I remember it, yeah.
Do you remember what happened?
No.
You don't remember?
But when he's on that marijuana and whiskey, he gets crazy.
I don't pick up.
He drinks and he does marijuana.
That's who called him retarded.
That's his retarded girlfriend.
Yeah.
The retarded kettle calling retarded.
Well, we went to Whole Foods.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And we were on the, where were we, like in the Venice area?
Yeah.
And we decided to do the whole eat lunch in the fucking.
You pinching your balls right now, babe?
Yeah. Yum. So we go.
Jesus.
And.
Would you stop? I can see it.
It's all right. We sit out front. We have our lunch there. And you.
Yeah.
Like the animal that you are.
Yeah.
Just decide that the front fucking, what is that, porch? The front, the entrance, the dining area outside is your living room, and you rip a belch.
Yeah.
Like a real, like the one I let right now, like times 10. You went, blah, and people around were like, Jesus.
It was really
was
good.
That?
It was, you know why? Because I was drinking that kombucha.
Yeah.
You ever,
good stuff.
You
yeah.
were having one too. Yeah. And that stuff is like supercharged because it's fermented.
Naturally effervescent.
It's like a $5 drink that makes you shit.
Yeah.
And burn.
And it's got whale cum at the bottom of it. It's the best
it's
part
It's fortified
of it.
In whale cum.
Do you like whale loads? You can drink them with your kombucha.
I did rip one, but you know why I felt I should? Because it was the West Side, and people were so fucking hoity-toity. I was like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Can I bring up something that you did, though?
What?
No, I made this. I made a note of this in my cell phone. It was September 5th, 9:28 p.m., and I noted it in my phone as the most disgusting thing you've ever done.
What?
The most disgusting thing Tom's ever done. You're in your boxer shorts like you are now, and your t-shirt, and you went on the couch, and then you laid on your back, and then you did a propeller, like windmill, with your legs.
Like, wait, like this?
Like a windmill kick. You ever seen those in karate?
Okay.
Like a windmill?
Uh-huh.
And then you farted. So it was like the sound. No, not that. Thank God. But you... It was the theatrical movement along with the sound.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It was a lot to...
Oh, it's hard to hear in your ear cans.
Yeah. I don't remember that. I mean, I kind of remember... I like to perform for you, but I don't remember farting. I don't know if that's an accurate story.
Look, I got to tell you, the farts I can handle, but when you choreograph them with movements...
Oh, I do that for you.
Yeah.
I do that for you, solely for you.
Just to turn me on.
Just to let you know that I care. I'm right here. I want you to know that I'm here.
It's so sexual for me.
To hear those farts?
Yeah.
Oh, I do it for you. Oh, by the way, just so we were going to have, we had a guest who had to reschedule today, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to let people know. And we have some really good guests coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Holy heck fire.
Some big names are coming into the Mommy Dome.
Big names.
And we have a big announcement coming up. I think we can announce it next week.
Okay.
Is that right? I'm not sure. I should email them.
Yeah.
Well, we have a sponsor who we I'll announce as soon as that's clear. But we have a new sponsor who we're over the moon excited about.
I think you guys will be too.
I think you will be too. And I've told you, but I have the new album coming out that I'm super excited about. Here's the deal. This is weird. I didn't realize this because you guys know I decided to do this on my own. I had the option to go with record companies, distributors, big names, said no.
Good for you.
Doing it on my own.
Stick it to the man.
Trying to do it myself. And I get the hard copies, right? The physical copies on Monday.
Okay.
And then the same company is like helping me put it up digitally. And I was like, okay. And they're like, so you'll get the hard copies Monday and then someone should reach out to you in the next week or so for the digital side. And I'm like,
oh boy,
isn't that just, can't oh you just make it automatic? And they're
yeah.
like, nah, somebody will talk to you. Somebody will call you. So anyways, that's just part of the, that's why I haven't been able to give a specific release date, which definitely sucks, but it's just what I've been dealing with. So,
well, the mommies are here.
I know.
They're going to support you.
Mommies, I need your support.
Yeah.
I need every other one of you to buy this.
Every other one of you.
Yeah, I want you to get it. I really hope you do.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Let's see. What was I
going to... Wait, but you know what we saw at Whole Foods you didn't even talk about is we went to the car.
Oh, my fucking God.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the day after?
This is...
Or is it 2 days after?
2 days after we discussed her, which is fucking weird.
We saw the sweetest, most delicious cocoa brown tits driving through the parking lot. And I really came close to saying something.
What would you say to her?
I wanted to tell her I wanted to give her my milk. In Spanish, of course.
Were you going to tell them who we saw?
We saw Sofia Vergara. Sofia Vergara. In her all black, murdered out Bentley convertible.
Yeah.
With the tits out. You know, the brain's blown out, top down.
Yep.
Rolling through, and we're like, holy shit, that's Sophia. And you're like, tell her how much you want to fill her up.
Well, I thought she'd want to know that our listeners are really into her, and that we have a game for her. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, hey, Your Mom's House podcast, I'm sure you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
But how fucking bizarre is it that she, not only that, she took our parking spot.
I got to back out, look at Sophia, give her the...
Did like you that. Do that? Your tongue waggle?
And then she pulled into my spot and she went... Ay, like
ay papi, no. Si me gusta. Si yo quiero, quiero que mi mamá's ahí.
Yeah, and I wanted to be like, Sophia, te quiero llenar con mi leche. But you guys also let us know how you want to fill her up and seal her up with your milk. Because in the Labor Day edition of Fill Her Up and Seal Her Shut, you gave Eva Longoria 16 votes on our Facebook fan page, and you gave Sofia Vergara 102 votes.
Overwhelming.
That's called a landslide.
Well,
and you guys
Ava.
Dropped major loads in Sophia. I hope she can handle it. On the other side,
hey, better way.
You commented a lot about the other one, the male version, which was Mario Lopez
yes.
versus Gael Garcia Bernal.
I love that guy.
You do like that, huh?
Gael! Gael! What's the Gael in English? What's the equivalent?
Fart knocker.
Okay.
He,
have indigestion.
Somebody let us know here. Oh, Gael Garcia Bernal, check him out on Y Tu Mamá También.
Of course.
The movie, and check out his package. Shh, full
I've
frontal.
I've seen it.
Okay.
That's how I got to know Gael.
Oh, Jesus.
From that movie, he was he.
All right. Well, anyways, you guys voted. You voted on that one, too. It's pretty neat. Pretty cool that you jumped in on that. Thank you for doing that. This was a much closer, and of course not as many people voted, but 24
wow.
said Mario,
man.
And 22 said Gael.
Wow, that's
it's
close.
Neck and neck. There's nice. Still time to drop your load on whoever you want by going to the Facebook page.
Hey, how do you say neck and neck in Spanish?
Cuello a cuello.
Cuello de cuello.
Cuello a cuello.
Cuello
I don't know if that's
cuello.
Even a saying, though.
Culo y culo?
No, not culo y culo.
E culo y culo, pero
culo.
Well, that's not, I wasn't expecting it to be that close.
Yeah.
They're two different types of dudes. Mario is like
definitely.
A jock, and Gael is like the hipster. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So what do you want? Do you want a stinky guy with strong personal odor? Or do you want some guy that fucking...
Personal odor.
That hits the weights every day. I was really excited about seeing Sophia, though. God,
I know
man.
You were.
Just wanted
her car was pretty fresh.
Wow, it really was. I wanted to tell her that I wanted to pinch those lips and twist them around a little bit,
okay.
You know?
Her and taco
some,
lips?
Yeah, put her taco put some tapatio on her taco lips.
What if you said that to her? What do you I'm sure she gets it every day.
She gets shit just yelled at her, yeah. I'm sure.
Hey bitch, I wanna fuck
but
you.
If she saw these blue eyes, this fair yeah. skin, she'd be like, oh, who is this nice white man? Is he about to tell me to watch out because a storm's coming? I should put my top up on my car. And I would say, oh, Sophia, I'd love to pinch your pussy lips and put hot sauce on them. And then I also want to fill you up with my milk. I think she'd be like,
what about her asshole? You haven't brought up her butthole.
You left my butthole all alone. I want to wax it with my tongue. My tongue can work as a hair remover on your asshole. And it can rip out the hair itself right here. Don't wipe. I got to fucking wipe. Right there, like that. I wish I could have told her that, but you snooze, you lose. I lost my chance. Oh, well. Anywho.
That's interesting,
dolls.
Babe. I would pull Gael's balls. I would tug him just a little.
Oh, just a little?
To let him know I'm the boss. I cup them with my hands. I try to put two in my mouth. I know I can only fit one, but I would try to fit both in my mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I'm that kind of a girl.
And you said, I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
And so you would try to fit
Can I stutter just then?
Two?
I was so excited I stuttered.
You'd try to fit two in your mouth? Really?
I would try for him. I'd want to impress him out of the gate. You know what I mean? Try to fit both in my mouth. Because I don't see him being very hairy.
What would you do to his butthole?
I wouldn't touch his ass. Because he's a hipster. That asshole is gamey as hell.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, hipster boys don't. He's all greasy. Like, his hair
yeah,
is greasy.
I bet his beans stink, too.
I bet his breath stinks a little, too. But
what about his bean bag?
His breath smells like beer.
Yeah.
His bean bag probably has a little kick to it, but nothing I can't handle.
Oh, now you can handle it.
A little spicy taco. A little chorizo. Smell
fuck
me.
Fuck off! Get the fuck off! Get the fuck out and don't come back!
Can I tell you, right now we're recording Gigolos in the other room.
Can't
and
wait.
When we're done with this, we're going to go and watch that shit. I cannot wait.
One of you, Dominic, tweeted me that he's not really feeling this hostility that Steven is showing towards Ash. Remember, like, Steven was like, yeah, we'll see if you can fucking run with us.
Yeah.
The guy that sounds like a boozy, you know?
Yeah.
He's like,
they don't speak Hungarian,
we'll see.
Babe.
I know, but I'm telling you. It's not for everybody.
Boozy means gay.
Yeah.
In Hungarian.
Yeah, he does.
So
Steven is the gay gigolo.
I don't know if he's... I'm not sold that he's gay. Because how I don't can he have sex against with a girl? Him. But how can he have sex with all these women?
Pay for straight.
Do you think?
I don't buy that guy. He's like, we'll see, whatever.
Can I tell you why?
So that's very, that's very interesting. That's how the guy fucking talks.
I know, but you know what, though? I've had boyfriends in college that were like that.
They talk like that.
And, yeah, and they listen to Morrissey.
You dated gay guys in college.
Pretty much, yeah. Jesus. But I'm saying that there's dudes out there that are just that. The whole Lightning Crew
those
in San
are
Francisco.
Those are dudes that like dudes.
Babe, my friends in college. Remember those guys? You met them when we first started dating.
No.
Aren't all of them kind of gay, a little faggy?
Not that none of them sounded like that. They none.
But
of
But they
them.
All are like they're all a little girly, a little fag.
Well, I don't buy that entirely. I don't think that.
I stink right now. I don't even think I put dude. I didn't put deodorant on today.
Well, there you go. Those are dudes that like dudes.
Yeah, that's a cool plan. You go to the Pasadena Ice House and you get in a good mood and have a few drinks. And like I said, where are the dudes at? You know where the dudes are at.
What?
Where are the dudes at?
Okay.
Where are the dudes at?
Okay. So...
Never gets old to me.
Never, never. That's Steven get the fuck out. That Gigolo's clip. Can we do it again? It's my favorite right now.
That's
I'm
actually
obsessed.
From his website, from his YouTube page.
Fuck off! Get the fuck out and don't come back.
You know who I feel like saying that to? Our new edition neighbors.
Dude, what is going on here?
Well,
we got to get the fuck out of here.
We have to get the fuck out of here. Do you know what's happening now? Well, you do know, but our listeners don't.
Yeah, tell them, man.
So, dude, when we moved in here, our landlady was like, you know, every now and then I'm going to have some relatives from the old
overseas,
country coming over here. And they're going to stay for like a chunk or whatever, a couple weeks at a time. I don't know if she gave us a specific time. Maybe that's in the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
But the assumption was like, oh, we'd have people staying in the back house here and there. And now we get word that her relatives are coming for months.
Six. They're coming...
Months.
No, they're coming for 6 months. We've been told... Oh, by the way, you know I told you that sometimes people come? So they're coming, and they'll be here for 6 months. Keep in mind that our OG, our original, our neighbor who we've told you about before, she's also there. So... She is going to be there, and the new six-month edition, those people are going to be there.
Yeah.
So we have the two of them to look for, three of them now, because it's the lady that's there, who you guys all know who that is. She's going to be there with two more people. So.
And they're going to be cooking their stinky fucking food.
And that means there's even God additional... Damn it. There's additional. Yeah. There's more people now.
I know.
Oh, shit.
She's kind of toned it down a little lately, right?
I haven't heard her make love recently. Though.
Yeah.
But you think that it's going to be like an immigrant orgy over there?
Oh, yeah.
Like a youth hostel? I'm trying to picture what's happening. I can't really put it together.
No?
No.
You can't figure that out?
No. Is it just slap, slap, slap? Oh, okay. I got it now. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, a little protein for you, babe.
Okay.
You get it now?
I got it now. A little nature's harvest.
Look, I play that just out of anger. That's an anger clip for me. I'm very upset by our situation.
I am too. Honestly, it bums me out because I really enjoyed living here for a long time. And this is one of those things. I got to tell you, when you got neighbors that are too loud or that are intrusive, that take up your space, it fucking ruins everything.
It does.
You know, I mean, I remember in San Francisco when I lived with my best friends with Shauna and Bronwyn and we five of us. And there were tweakers that lived above me.
Yeah.
And these assholes would play their shitty fucking techno music until 6 in the morning. And it's devastating. You can't sleep.
Yeah, it really...
It ruins your... It wreaks havoc on your day-to-day life. If you can't sleep, you can't, you know... How can you go to work the next day? How can you function if you can't rest in your own fucking home?
Yeah,
We got to get out. We got to start looking.
Yeah.
Ah, what a nightmare.
Oh, there was something else you said. We do. We have to get out of here. We're going to leave.
What is it, Boo Boo Chops?
Well, on the Facebook page,
yeah.
I told you that they created a poll about buying your farts.
Mm.
You didn't really... Did you want to discuss that?
Yeah, I mean, mentioned that...
There was three options to people could vote on.
All right.
Would you buy a can of Christina's farts was the question.
Hmm.
The option was yes, no, or fuck yeah.
Okay.
Two people said yes.
Okay.
76 said no.
Okay.
And 62 said fuck yeah.
Wow, okay.
So...
There's a market.
That's a big market.
And there's a need.
There's a need for your
in
farts.
In the marketplace.
Now, how do you want to do this?
What's the price point on a fart?
I think it's a collection of farts. It's a can. It's not just one fart. You got to give people multiple farts.
How big is the can?
I don't know. I'm going with like a jar, maybe.
A mason jar?
Yeah, you know, like an old...
jelly in?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that could take me a while.
Go ahead and fart in that a few times.
Well, here's the thing. If I could do it, if I made poop soup and my veggie soup, and if I worked on that...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a whole mason jar of farts, though. Gosh. It's a lot.
I know.
I could do like one jar a day.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like artwork. Like, my friend Shauna is an artist.
Yeah.
And the amount of hours she puts into a painting is how she determines the value of that painting.
Mm-hmm.
If it takes me all day to make the soup and then collect all my farts of one day into a mason jar, what's that worth to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
The labor. Wow. What do you say, Tom? Can you throw out a number? Can we start here? Somewhere?
I mean, I think it's worth. I would say
that.
Oh, jeez. I would say that was a phantom. Where the dude's at?
He wants to
where the dude's at.
We're right. Dudes.
I would say for a jar, like, you got to start about $20.
Yeah.
For a jar of farts. I mean,
yeah.
These are people that really want your farts.
Yeah, yeah, no. Do you think there's is this a legitimate fetish, do you think?
Definitely. Farting?
But do you think there's I'm being serious. Like, all jokes aside, is there someone out there that's like, I would really love.
Absolutely. 100%.
A jar of girl farts.
Here's a, absolutely 100%.
Wow.
Here's a good way. Let's see.
Let's look on Craigslist and see.
Well,
if
I
want
to go, if you go to, I'm going to a porno site, and I'm just going to type, and let's see, I'm going. They have it broken down by tags, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you get to, let's see, if we scroll down to the Fs, just to see how many people are into this, okay?
Okay.
For fart, for fart, 368, for farting, 344, for farts, 193. So it's not like the big fetishes where there's like like thousands of clips, but you know, 344 clips. That's enough people are watching.
Look,
them, you
look.
Know?
I'm gonna say that I just found this on Craigslist on the personals.
Yeah.
All I did was I went to Craigslist on my iPhone and I just put in farts under the personals. Here we go. This is it. This is from yesterday. It says, "Any guys into farting? I want to get farted on my face. Sit on my face or doggy or raise your legs and fart." You can do that.
Hey, what's up? I'm back.
Yeah.
I have more gas just for you.
Hmm.
What's,
I don't know what to expect.
I was reading this.
I thought this
good
could play
ad.
In the background as you.
Okay,
reading.
Well, here's the rest of it. I want to get farted on my face. Sit on my face or doggy or raise your legs and fart, which is what you do all the time.
I do that all the time.
If you're curious about having a guy sniffing your farts, hit me up! Exclamation. I've done it before and it's fun.
I like the cadence with which you read this. I like fart. And if you want to hit me up, and it's a good time.
That's how I hear it in my head. It's so silly.
Do you think it's a guy that's wait, is this a wait, guy for guy he, or
listen,
guy for girls?
Yeah, it says I'm GL.
Okay.
What is GL? I'm GL, white, fit, body, DDF.
Jesus.
BGL, white, or Latin, DDF. What the fuck is GL? All this acronyms, I don't understand.
Let's see.
I'm GL.
I'm
good looking.
I'm good looking, white, fit.
Now, DDF, I know DTF is down to fuck, but DDF? I don't know what DDF is.
Be good looking, white, or Latin.
She's into it.
Yeah. So this is a big fetish.
Really?
Yeah. Clearly.
I feel like I could accommodate a lot of these.
So are you putting yourself out there? Are we gonna have people stopping by from Craigslist right now?
If someone were to pay me to fart on their face, would you object to that?
I'd be kind of, I don't know.
What if it's through the panties or through the pants?
Oh no.
What, babe?
I just saw something I didn't want to see.
Why are you? Come on, that's not fair. I can't see it.
Well, I mean, I just didn't know what was happening. I didn't think it was there. So you wanna start farting on people, really?
No, but I mean, would you object to it if there was?
I think so. Yeah, I think I would object.
Why?
Because I just don't want somebody getting to enjoy the thing that's so near and personal and dear to me. You know?
Yeah, you're not enjoying my farts these days.
I get to enjoy them myself so much. Every day.
Yeah. I just don't see how you can be sexually into this.
I'm completely hard right now. It's oozing out of me right now. I like that was a little quick one right there. It was fun. It was a fun video. Glad this exists. So you guys, I'm looking forward to your farting.
So fucking gross. You know what? I remember I used to read the gay personals when I lived in San Francisco. There used to be this magazine called The Odyssey.
Yeah.
And in college, I'd collect them. And I'll never forget, there was one ad in particular. The verbiage of it really sticks out in my head. It said, "I love juicy, greasy, sweaty nuts. Come here and give me your dirty, sweaty balls, but juicy, greasy, sweaty nuts."
Great description.
That
yeah.
was the intro. And there was another guy that was like, "I love your sweat socks, your dirty, filthy sweat socks. Put them on my face and balls."
Everybody likes that shit, man.
Yeah, the rankness of somebody else.
That's it's a very intense effect on people. The pheromones, right?
Yeah, on men. I wonder if women are really into...
Oh, that's very good. Oh, good boy.
What's going on here?
Let's see.
Oh, I'm not sure. Good duck.
Oh.
Lick that ass.
Huh, she's farting in his face?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Mouth. Her bare ass into his mouth.
Yeah.
And he likes it. Where's his voice? I don't hear him.
He can't breathe because he's so in there.
Like, he's so focused.
Very. Yeah.
And he's really intent.
Yes.
Yeah, he's real happy.
Yeah.
We should, do you think we should export a recording of this episode for our parents? Maybe for Christmas or something?
That asshole. Get your tongue out of the way.
Yeah. But smells are very powerful to people. You know
sure,
that? Sexually.
Sure.
Smells really do it a lot. Really, really.
The fart is really interesting, though. You know what? I don't get the scat stuff. I don't get the fart stuff.
I don't get it either. I'm really not. If you want to really start farting on Craigslist, you know, that's up to you.
No.
But can you at least not do it here?
I mean, in the house?
Yeah, I don't want the people coming over here for that.
No, I wouldn't really do that to you, babe.
Well, you know, they're your farts, and you get to decide who you want to share them with.
I don't know.
She's going to shit, I think.
She's pushing really hard.
She's really pushing
and
hard.
And can I tell you something? Ever since... that's shark territory right there. Yeah. It's shark week. ever since I sharted on the plane,
yeah,
I've been a little more cautious about
you
that
been,
kind of stuff.
About
yeah.
public farts.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
They have like some snap to them. You know when they, you ever have them when they kind of cut a little bit?
Yeah.
They really do.
I know. Here, can I tell you my favorite ads? Here's Men Seeking Men.
Yeah.
Guys are fucking animals.
Guys are absolutely
fucking animals. Where the dudes at?
Hold on. Let me find these.
Where the dudes at?
These savages.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are so much.
He called me yesterday.
Who did?
Case.
What's up with him?
He gives me shit about not calling him back immediately. He's one of those people who's like, you didn't call me back.
Right, I hate those people.
And then in the message, he says, you never call me back. And then he went, oh, sorry for the last time you called. That's the one time you called back. I didn't answer. So yeah. He accuses me of not calling back and then acknowledges that I called him and that he didn't call me back.
Hey, I'm looking for someone to come over and jerk and bust out loads. Send pics and stats. Please be DDF and clean HIV negative.
Oh, I know what that is. What DDF, is that? Disease and drug free. That's what that is. Disease and drug free.
God, that makes sense. Here's another fun one. I love this shit. Horny bottom chub looking for some fun with
I know.
Did you put this on here? Horny bottom chub looking for some fun with a top my age or older with a nice, thick, or long cock.
Oh, man.
And they can, like, that's so crazy that you can do this. And, like, someone's like, yeah, all right.
Dude, I put up the gay ad for Bert that one time. Remember that? Where I had him laying on those rocks. It was a photo from when we were in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I just put, like, I just want you to come over and just fill me up. And, like, shove it in my mouth. Oh, I wrote, like, the door will be open.
Yeah.
I just want someone to just come in and just shove it in my mouth and do whatever you want to my other hole, too. And it was just, like, my inbox was, like, like, just fucking dudes are, like, but this right here, like I can take care of your needs. I mean, there's guys so just great. Reading over that shit right
Wait,
now.
Wait, here's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Power bottom. But here's the thing. You don't need to abbreviate on Craigslist. You can use as many letters as you want, and they're still abbreviating shit.
Yeah.
So it's like PWRBTTMMASC. So power bottom masculine, jock and jocks after Equinox gym and ready for a good pounding. Come fuck me.
Jesus.
That's my favorite.
So
come fuck
aggressive.
Me. Feed down my throat and go.
So aggressive.
I'm hosting.
Dudes are aggressive,
I know.
Man.
No chat needed. No questions asked. Discretion assured. Just come and go and then get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just come over. I bust a load in.
Fuck off. Get the fuck out and don't come back.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now let's see how the women seeking women fare. Now I'm curious to see.
It's definitely not that language. Not
right.
even close.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if women are pig savages.
They
too.
Cannot be gross like that. I don't
yeah,
believe it.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Yeah, it's totally the opposite.
It's not even close to that, man.
Here is the worst one I can read. Am seeking a woman with beautiful legs like mine. Please send pic.
That is the most offensive one in
the
world.
Yeah, it's like, I'm looking to meet another sweet and laid-back girl. I love to have fun, laugh, and have a good time. I'm an animal lover. It's never like, come over and paint my face with your jizz.
Fill my throat.
Yeah, it's
and
not.
Fucking it's pound me. Pound the shit
this
out
is,
of me.
This is the fundamental difference between the sexes right here.
Yeah.
I would love to find a woman I have a connection with, you know. We can converse, hot tub, listen
is
to
that
music,
really?
Dance, drinks. And it's just woman for woman. So these are gay women. Yeah.
And, so, and it, that's really like just actually a nice thing to say.
Yeah,
it's like, sweet. Like I want someone I can hang out with.
Just looking for love.
Guys are like, fill up my shit. Pound me. Ruin my throat if you can.
Destroy my mouth and asshole.
No.
Oh my God. This one says, please read. She has herpes. Beware of this young lady. She is a former stripper that recently contracted herpes and is not telling anyone.
Oh.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
Sorry. I just coughed in the mic.
Yeah.
I was overwhelmed.
Oh, you did so good.
Babe. Okay. Sorry.
Oh,
I totally
man.
Just coughed in the mic. Sorry,
yeah.
guys. I didn't. Right. I was too absorbed in Craigslist. It's so amazing. Do you ever look at like casual encounters or misconnections?
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
That's the best.
Yeah. Those are great. It
makes
man.
Life worth living.
These farting videos are really great. I'm so glad they're out there.
Damn.
Well, it's true.
Listen, we got a filler up, seal, or shut to do, by the way.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why didn't you fucking say something, Jimmy? I didn't know.
All right. It's time. Now, being that we just had the Democratic National Convention,
yeah.
I think we should do a political.
Okay, it's up
edition.
To you, man. Yeah.
Now, Let's do the dudes first. I think we should do a little Barry Obama.
Okay.
Versus Mitt Romney.
You're doing a presidential. Fill them up, seal them shut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so who do you want to get filled up and sealed shut by?
See,
the current president?
Right.
Or the would-be, if he shall pull it off, Republican nominee Mitt Romney. Very interesting.
Let me look up his photographs. He's not a total pig.
Not at all.
Here's the problem, is that he's a fairly attractive white guy. I don't like his politics, but I'm going to divorce myself from his politics for a moment.
You're just going to go with what?
Aesthetics.
Physical. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He's a good-looking guy.
Kind of a stunner.
Silver Fox, yeah.
He is a silver fox.
He is. He's a good-looking guy.
Do you know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Do you remember the dad on Silver Spoons?
Oh, yeah.
That old sitcom? He reminds me of the dad from Silver Spoons, who was a silver fox himself.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I like a little chocolate in my latte.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go for Barry.
Yeah.
Because Barry just seems cool as shit. I mean, the guy is cool. And look, I've had plenty of old white cock shoved into me.
Oh, my God.
Plenty of limp, gray, soggy cock and balls. And I haven't had the chocolate surprise yet, so I'm going to go Barry.
I can't even remove myself. I mean, Mitt is I would give it to him. He's a good-looking guy. But Barack's just cool, man.
He is cool.
He's got a little swag when he walks. He has a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got that little swag in his step. I think Romney is just pumping, and he's like, service me. Like, why aren't you polishing off this knob a little more?
Entitled. He's a little entitled.
Very entitled. He's a multi-millionaire. And I think he's used to being taken care of. And
What's his wife's name again?
I don't remember her name. Carol, is it?
What's her fucking name? Let's see. Mrs. Romney. That's her name.
But I think, you know, Barack's got the community organizer background. I think he's all about the other people. And so I think he's really going to try to service you. And he's got that great smile. He's got a sense of humor. I think he'll, you know, kind of joke around. He'll put you at ease before he really dumps it in you, you know?
And, Ann Romney is her name. She's a fox.
Yeah, they're a good-looking couple, and they have good-looking kids.
They're all really good-looking people.
But so
right
are
now.
The Obamas, you know.
I know. Michelle's gorgeous,
and the kids, they're beautiful girls, you know.
Yes.
So
we're not going to put them into this.
No, I know. I'm just saying that, like, genetically, it's a good pool.
It is a good pool. I'm just sick of Whitey. You know what I mean? I'm over it.
So you're going with Barack, as am I. What's the other side of the political filler up?
So for the gentleman,
yeah.
We're going to do, I'm going to say,
well, you
Hillary.
Could do First Lady and, no?
Oh, shit, we can do that.
I mean, did we do that already? We didn't do that before.
No. Yeah, we could do Michelle Obama versus Ann Romney.
All right, there you go. Is that?
God, that's a tough call.
And then what was the other option?
It was going to be Hillary versus Sarah Palin.
How about both? Throw them both out there.
Okay, all right. So let's do Michelle versus Ann Romney.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
I just don't trust any woman that's married to Mitt Romney, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, this is supposed to be a physical thing. What do you want to fill up? What do you want to seal shut? The First Lady or Ann Romney?
Listen, I like Michelle's down-to-earth style. Yeah. I like that she wears dresses from The Gap and J. Crew, where I shop as well. I think I'd have more in common with her.
Yeah.
I find her aesthetically pleasing. I'm going to go with Barack's lady. I'm going to go with Michelle.
All right. It's out there. I haven't had black ass in 10, 12 years, so I'm definitely going to go back and get
Jonesing?
Some.
Jonesing? Are you fiending for it?
Definitely. So I want to get in there and see what the president's been up to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
she's got
me,
those
simple.
Arms. Her arms are so toned. She looks great.
She's, you know, she's ready to get, she gets down, I'm sure, you know.
And you know what I like about her is that she has so much personality inside of her.
Yeah.
She really sparks. She's a sparkler.
Yeah.
And she has to kind of, I think she tones back.
Because
she's a pretty funny broad.
She
she's
lights
a
up
cool
the room,
lady.
Man. Yeah. And I think it would be fun to see if she could light up my balls, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Now, here's a shocker for you for Sarah versus Hillary.
Okay.
I'm going to go Sarah Palin.
I'm going to follow you.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think Hillary's too old? And
no, but I, you know.
She's cool, though.
I think, you know. Sarah again has that. I mean, I definitely have her keep the glasses on, and I'd like to do, you know, some hair pulling. Some, I'd like to be really aggressive with her. And I think,
well,
that'd
she's,
be a,
yeah, she's got that naughty librarian look.
Yeah,
right.
And you know, things that I don't like about her, I can take it out on her because I'm filling her up. You know, I would do stuff like waterboard her, and then you know, and then stick it in. Things like that. I would hold her under in the bathtub, hold her head under the water, and then, you know, then shove it in her, see what I could get in. You know,
yeah. Because Hillary, you can't really demean her. You can't really pun. I feel like Bill's already probably done that.
He's done his job
emotionally, physically.
He's done what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
but Sarah's used to bossing Todd around.
Yeah,
she tells him what time it is. Well, guess what? Not when Buns shows up.
Yeah.
There's a different fucking sheriff in town right now. And you know why?
Why?
You know why? I'll tell you.
Because I ain't going out like that.
That's why. I'm going to fucking... There's a new mayor of Wakulla, whatever fucking town you live
Plus,
in.
Plus, I feel like Sarah Palin is so shockable. She's so like, oh my God, I would never do that.
Yeah,
like,
but you know
Southern
what? You know what's fucking first happening when I get Palin there?
Don't do that.
I'm farting in her mouth.
Yeah.
First, right out of the gate.
And you get to have unprotected sex with her because she's not on the birth control pill.
And I'm not going to ease into it with her.
No.
It's a fart out of the gate.
A fart on her face or
yes.
just in general?
No,
on
her face.
Okay.
And be like, this is what's going to happen right now. You're getting the full filler up treatment.
I don't know about this.
I'm the governor. Like, not right now. You're not. You're retired, you fucking dumbass. You're
yeah.
about to get fucking pounded. Continental U.S. style.
Because Hillary's too cool
about the
for 48 that.
48 major ones here.
Hillary's too cool. Hillary would be like, oh, fuck off, please.
Oh, yeah.
I've been farted on. Yeah. You think I'm new to being farted on, douchebag?
Needle dick motherfucker.
Yeah. She's so awesome. She wouldn't even play that.
No, she wouldn't.
But Palin would be like, you're farting me face.
Yeah. So fucking ridiculous.
Do you think Sarah Palin's been with chicks?
College. I mean, she was with Glenn Rice in college. Famous
so he's
basketball
a chick?
Player. No, it's a dude, basketball player.
Right.
Big brother. He hammered it when he was in college. So she probably, you know, I think she probably tested the waters back then.
You think she made out with girls?
Maybe. I don't know. She's kind of,
You know what, though? It's always those super Christian types.
Yeah, they're really against it, huh?
They say they are, and then they do everything under the sun.
Yeah.
And then they you know, pray about it on Sunday, and then...
You think she's eaten some box before?
I think she's done shady shit that we don't know about, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't trust those uppity, moralistic, you know, bullshitters. I don't trust it.
I don't hear you, man.
I don't trust them. I don't like it.
I know exactly what
those
you're
Rick
saying.
Those Rick Santorums of the world...
The
high and mighty
mom torums of the thing,
the mommy and the jeans.
Yeah. So, anyways, you know what to do. You need to vote. You need to go to facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast.
you need to vote.
This
on
is important.
Filler up filler
this is important shit.
Yeah.
We should get out of here.
Okay. We gotta watch Gigolos, man. I'm fucking fiending to see this episode.
Okay, hold on.
Super.
Embrace philosophy. Embrace philosophy. Embrace philosophy. Embrace philosophy.
Okay.
It's so good.
Well, I played that because I pulled up another
thing. You did? I can't wait.
You know, let's give you a little taste before we get out of here. Let's see what Brace has to say today.
Hey, everybody. This is Brace again with some more Brace philosophy. And this topic is going to be titled The 3 D's. Women that, you know, how they get their money. And it's like 3 D's. The first 3 D's of like their daddies. And the first one comes in the form of their biological fathers, their daddy, who pays for their education, their car, their insurance, and usually pays them, you know, for their apartment rental or whatever, maybe even college, and usually subsidizes either
he
their
said college
for
three
quite
times
a long
now.
Time until their secondary D takes over, which is their first husband. Okay, and you know, all these women are geared to get
D.
married, and they, you know,
D.
they do their
D
thing.
D for husband.
They're in love. They get married. Some of them have kids, and they, you know, go through the process, and then they decide that, you know, they're bored. They get bored, and guess what? They take their second D to the cleaners, and that's in the form of divorce, and they get alimony, and if they had kids, they get child support, and
no matter what they do, you know, no matter how many times they've cheated or if they get caught cheating with 20 people, guess what? There's no accountability and they get paid to leave. They get paid to cheat. And that's the second D with these women get. I mean, their real dad subsidizes them. Then they get married. Of course, there's no more dowries anymore. So you used to get a dowry if you married, if you took on the...
That was another D word for you. Dowry. So far, he's got daddy, husband, and dowry.
The burden of marrying a woman, you know, the father of the family would give you some cash going like, hey, thanks for taking her off my hands. This will help for the first year, and after that, you're on your own.
Oh, shit. I can't get enough of this fucking guy, man.
You know, he's so bitter, and you know why, though? Because he was divorced, and he's still mad.
And it was ugly. It was really ugly.
Yeah.
He made up with her. Well, made up, but reconnected with her last season. Wait. Well, we got to go catch up and see.
Fuck off! Get the fuck out and don't come back!
I mean, it doesn't get better than that. All right, Jeanses.
Oh, Jeans. What a fun episode we had.
This was fun. We're going to have, like I said, we have some cool announcements coming up in the next few episodes. We will surely be telling you about some great guests what you'll have in here. And then we will also have, we have very exciting sponsorship coming.
Can I just tell you, someone tweeted me the best picture of you as a bear.
Yeah.
It's of you and me as circus performers, and he photoshopped my head in of you, and you're a bear with like a thing around its neck, and I've got you on a leash. It's from @Vegas702.
Send us your tweets.
Isn't this the best thing? I just retweeted it.
You're at Tom Segura, at so Christina silly. P. That's terrible.
Keep them coming. I'll retweet terrible. Every one of them, guys. It makes me laugh endlessly.
Go see Christina in West Palm.
Yes, please do.
I'll be at Brea. Come see me, and we'll see you guys soon. Thanks again for listening.
Bye, mommies.
We love you very
much. We love you, mommies. We about to check.
Deception instead of what is true. Gotta know this.